We have an update now on the fight between Irwindale, California, and the makers of Sriracha hot sauce. Residents in the city complain the hot sauce factory owned by David Tran is emitting spicy and harmful odors. The fight here involves suggested fixes and legal action. Other cities have also invited Tran to move his factory there. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch team has this report.
Weifang Foods CEO David Tran says he escaped from Vietnam almost 35 years ago to be free of the communist government there and its many intrusions.
And today, I feel almost the same. Even though now we live in USA, but my feeling, the government, not a big different.
It's difficult to tell a resident that suffers from asthma or their child suffers from asthma, sorry, we do not want to be portrayed as business unfriendly. You know, just keep your child indoors.
That's Irwindale's city attorney, Fred Galante. He says the city loves having the cult condiment factory, but must pay attention to residents' health. It's a tough call because sriracha is a glamorous commodity. Bon Appetit named it one of its favorite foods last year. Chili heads began to hoard it when it looked like Weifang might be forced to stop making it. Food writer Andrea Nguyen says Weifang sriracha appeals to a certain palate.
For people who are seeking to turn their bland food into bold food very quickly, the Weifang stuff will definitely do it.
The Weifang stuff is now an $80 million business made in a 600,000-square-foot plant. You have to tour it by golf cart, and staffer Sabrina Martinez does the honors, stopping along the way by the steel hoppers that grind the chilies a couple hours after they're harvested.
During that time, we are open 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, to be able to process our chilies in a timely manner.
Tran designed the plant to be self-sufficient. The jalapenos that made national news are ground here. They're stored in huge plastic tubs manufactured, like his signature bottles, on site. The sauce is mixed and bottled on site. Even the machines are repaired on site. Sitting in his conference room, where a credenza displays the three chili sauces Weifang makes, David Tran corrects me when I ask if this plant he's designed to his specifications is his baby.
My loved one.
Your loved one, okay.
Andy's wounded that Irwindale's government is finding his loved one not so attractive anymore. But there are other suitors. Since the rumble with Irwindale, almost two dozen cities have urged Tran to relocate to their part of the country. For a while, he was so angry he actually considered it. City Attorney Fred Galante says the problem can be fixed and hopes it doesn't come to a move.
We continue to try to work this out informally.
And after thinking it over, David Tran has decided to stay in his Irwindale factory.
We're still here. I live in California for 34, 35 years. I'm not planning to move.
But he may open another site outside Southern California. An additional location would allow him to keep up with the ever-growing demand for sriracha and develop an added source for peppers in case climate change threatens his current supply. And then there is the allure of less regulation. So today, Texas State Representative Jason Villalba is visiting with a contingent of business and agricultural people to urge David Tran to consider expanding to the Lone Star State. Soon they'll be countered by Congressman Tony Cardenas, who'd like to keep the business in Southern California, if not his San Fernando Valley district, all promising to do right by David Tran's loved one. Chili Heads of America, you can exhale now. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.